JJ News.
Is he a superhero?
He's the son of a superhero.
The son of a superhero is on the phone right now, and he's from Connecticut. Good morning, Balin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's an honor to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you, too.
Balin Bielitz is from Southington. He's 6 years old, and he plays young Billy, one of the twin sons of Wanda on WandaVision. That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
I know. It's so cool. It's just, when I found out, I was like, oh, yay, another gig. But it ended up to be a big deal because, like, before I didn't even know what Marvel was. And we were like, oh, yay, another gig. Oh, I'm 5 years old.
Did you just say another gig?
He's a superstar.
Yeah. Holy moly.
Another gig.
I don't have any gigs.
He's got the industry lingo already.
When you're six and you get this kind of gig, when do you start? When you were 1 or 2 days old?
No. I was definitely, five. Yeah, five when I started it.
At five, I was just picking my nose.
Wait, five when you started this? Or I heard that.
That was 25.
We'll get back to that in a second. Pay no mind to her, Balin. So five when you started this gig, or five when you started acting?
Well, I was both. Yeah, both.
Wow.
But I was in two commercials before that, though.
What were they?
One was for Penn Fertility. Yeah, Fertility. Penn Fertility. And the other one was
did you say security or fertility?
Fertility.
Fertility.
Penn Medical Fertility.
Penn?
Penn Medical.
Is it P-E-N-N?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to look up, see if we can find a commercial online here. All right, so one was that.
And the other one was Genius of Play.
All right, so you had two commercials, then you get this part. How did, who's your agent? Is that your mom? Does she handle this for you?
No. Well, sometimes she helps, but my agent is GDO. My agent is GDO.
Oh, so. You're big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Super big time.
How do you go from being five?
I have another agent, and that agent is Buckwald.
Wait.
In L.A.
Don Buckwald?
Yeah, Buckwald in L.A. That's him.
So you're just going to own Hollywood in like 10 years.
I've done nothing with my life.
Well, wait. You went from five to 30.
I'm 31.
In a year. That's Yeah, no, I know you're six, but man, you've covered a lot of ground in a short period of time. When did you figure that you wanted to be an actor?
Well, we went to they hired me for a competition, and then I won, and I got all these agents wanting to talk to me. Oh, 15 different agents wanting to talk to me. So. It was super crazy.
Wow. I could just hear you, just talking to you. I could hear the appeal here because you're cute, but smart.
Very
well spoken.
High energy. Yep.
High eloquent. Energy. A lot of fun. Yeah.
Would you like Ashley's job in 2 years?
I mean, he said evidently.
He's already beyond it. He's got Don Buckwald as an agent.
I've never used that word.
He catapulted over all. He's in Hollywood. this WandaVision now, what's the part that you play? Did you have a lot of lines in that episode that you were in?
Yes, a lot of lines. But not. I was only in it for 3 minutes. But I was little Billy. So the two parts I was in is when I turned into 5 years old. And then I was in the kitchen and I really wanted that dog.
Yeah, the puppy.
And I remember that.
Yeah, and it was so cool. When I turned into 10, how it transformed is there were all these cameras around me, and like 200 cameras around me, and they all snapped at once.
Wow.
Really?
There's a scene where young Billy's standing there, and then you're looking at him, and they just grow. The twins grow from age 5 to age 10, and it's a great on-camera scene.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's really cool.
It's awesome.
That. That's like, it's like the magic of Marvel.
He's got the magic of Marvel. I saw a piece where your mom was talking about how secretive they are on the set, that they would put you like in this robe when you're going from the set to your classroom because you had to keep doing school.
Yeah. I was like, when I was in my trailer, I didn't have a cloak. But when I went out, when I had to go out, I put my cloak on. Then I went out with my trailer. And then I like went to my school or on set, like, and the people who even like producted it couldn't even know what character I was.
You really are a superhero. You have your own secret identity already.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bum, bum, ba-da.
That's Marvel.
I'm going to ask you to, Ashley's going to explain WandaVision to us, and if she gets anything wrong, just feel free to interrupt her and help her along.
Okay. WandaVision is the story of Wanda and her husband Vision, who you think comes back to life after being killed in a previous Marvel movie. And the TV show starts as a 50s sitcom like the Dick Van Dyke Show, and every episode is a different decade. So you see the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, all the way up to something similar to Modern Family. And you see Wanda's life, you see Vision's life, you understand that this is a community that is artificial and made by Wanda. And at the end, I don't want to spoil it, but...
kind of too late there.
Well, you see the community that was built fall apart.
Well, you just ruined it.
But I haven't told you anything specific.
Oh, okay.
How was that, Baylin?
Well, it was good, but we still don't know if it was Wanda. It might have been Agatha.
That's true. He's right. Right. He's right.
All right.
That song is stuck in my head. It's like, Agatha all along. Bum, bum, bum,
I love Agatha's character.
That's one of the best parts of television history.
I love this kid.
Yeah.
Baylin, you're so likable. You know that, right?
I know. And thank you. And she was so funny in the show, and she was so funny in real life. Like, I loved her. Like, she's
Catherine
my favorite.
Han.
I love Catherine Han. We just had a connection. I just loved her.
Your brain's been beamed in from another planet.
It's unreal.
It's not a six-year-old human brain.
It's unbelievable.
Your parents are exceptional people. Clearly, you have some good genes, too.
Thank you so much.
Listen, I want you to do a favor to a friend of ours who wants to be an actor, and maybe you could give him some acting advice. AJ.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. AJ's on the phone. AJ, Baylin's on the phone. He's six and already has Don Buchwald as an agent, one of his agents.
Okay, cool. So give him my number. I'll start with that. I also want a house, and I'm looking for a collection of Harley Davidson. So make
AJ
it happen.
Doesn't want to do the work. He does everything that comes after.
Right, the acting.
Right.
I've been doing the work. Trust me, I've been doing the work. You need another superhero? I could be like, I could be another superhero.
This is why you don't learn anything, because you talk when you could be listening.
He could be injury man.
Okay, I will listen.
All right, Baylin, give AJ some acting advice.
So the first acting advice is you have to listen. That's the most important thing is
He's
to
out.
Listen. Because then you get the feeling of like everything around you. And you get the feeling of how you're supposed to act it out from the character.
So listen, get the feeling of being around me. Okay, guys.
AJ, don't be mean.
Yeah.
It's just jealousy talking.
Right.
And you have to be real. You can't, like, just be fake, like, it's really fake. You have to be real. Like, because they want TV shows to think it's real and for people to think it's real who are watching it.
Totally commit.
So make it seem like it's real. This way it's not fake. Okay, got it.
That's what acting is, AJ.
I can hear a sarcastic tone in your voice, AJ. There's a little bitterness in there.
You've been acting the whole time, Ashley.
And you have to shoot it to your heart.
Oh.
And
I have to shoot to my heart?
Shoot it. Like
shoot
from
it.
Your heart.
Yeah,
from your heart.
From your heart.
Huh. Okay, I got to learn that technique.
And the last one is, what was it? And you have to have fun. Always have fun.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I give that one a shot every day, but see what happens.
We ruined that part for him.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And,
fun got squashed a long time ago.
AJ, I'm going to... Hold on. I'm going to put AJ on hold.
Sometimes you get it. Like, if it's not... If you don't get it, then it's okay. If you do, then hooray. If you don't, then it might not be right for you. And if you do get it, then it's right for you. And it doesn't matter if you don't.
That is my new life mantra. I'm not kidding you. If you don't get it, it's okay. And if you get it, hooray.
That's amazing.
That is my new life mantra from this moment on.
Well, not only can he act, but he can explain the art to you.
He's a better
in a paragraph.
Life coach. Having lived far less life than I have.
Yeah, yeah. We're real impressed with you, as everyone, obviously, when you won that talent contest, got 15 agents calling you.
That's awesome.
They saw exactly what everybody sees when they meet you.
Congratulations.
You're very exceptional, Baylen. Thanks for coming on, and congratulations with everything.
Thank you so much.
What just happened?
Oh, my God.
What was that?
I love him.
Wow.
He's going to be a director at 10.
AJ.
Yo.
What did you think?
Wow. That kid's voice was high.
That's what you got from that?
That's what it's going. All right.
How much coffee that kid have?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.